Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where the very foundations of our planet are under threat, where the delicate balance of our ecosystems is breached, and the consequences are felt across the globe. This is the stark reality presented in the latest report by the Center for Science and Environment, which reveals that 7 out of 9 planetary boundaries have been transgressed, with ocean acidification being the newest addition to this alarming list. The Center for Science and Environment, or CSE, has been a pioneering institution in the field of environmental research and advocacy since its inception in 1980 by Anil Agrawal. The CSE's annual report, titled State of India's Environment, is a comprehensive assessment of the country's environmental health, and this year's edition presents a grim picture. The report is based on the Planetary Boundaries Framework, proposed by Johan Rockström and his colleagues at the Stockholm Resilience Centre in 2009. This framework identifies 9 Earth system processes with quantifiable, safe operating space thresholds for humanity, and warns that transgressing these boundaries risks abrupt, nonlinear environmental change. Now, let us delve into the key findings of the report. First, India experienced extreme weather events on a staggering 99% of days in 2025, resulting in 4,419 weather-related fatalities. The annual climate-linked economic losses are estimated to be over 5 lakh crore. What makes this significant is that these extreme weather events are not just limited to a few isolated incidents, but are a persistent and pervasive threat to the country's environmental and economic stability. Crucially, the report highlights that species extinction is occurring at a rate that is approximately 100 times the natural background rate, with the invasive Lantana camara having spread across nearly 50% of India's forests and scrubland. Building on this, the report notes that ocean acidification has newly breached the planetary boundary, with the surface ocean pH having fallen from a pre-industrial level of approximately 8.21 to around 8.10, representing a drop of 0.1 unit. Because pH is logarithmic, this translates to a roughly 30% increase in acidity, which has severe impacts on coral bleaching, shell-forming organisms, and fisheries decline. It is worth pausing here to note that this is not just an environmental issue, but also has significant implications for food security and the livelihoods of people dependent on these ecosystems. And here is something that surprises many students: the invasive Lantana camara, which is native to Central and South America, has been introduced in India since around 1809 and has now affected an estimated 13 million hectares of land. Control strategies are being researched, including mechanical clearing combined with biological control, as well as commercial value chain models, such as Lantana furniture produced by tribal cooperatives in Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. Now, let us turn to India's climate context. The country has made some progress in addressing climate change with the implementation of heat action plans, or HAPs, in around 23 cities, with Ahmedabad being a pioneer in this regard since 2013. However, there is still a long way to go, with per capita emissions standing at around 2 tons of CO2, compared to 14 tons in the USA and 8 tons in China. The forest cover in India stands at 21.76% of the geographical area, with an additional 3.41% being covered by tree cover, bringing the total to 25.17%. Air quality remains a significant concern, with 13 of the 20 most polluted cities globally being located in India, according to the IQAir World Air Quality Report 2024. Moving on to what this means for India's response framework, the country has established the National Action Plan on Climate Change, or NAAC, in 2008, which comprises 8 missions, including solar, enhanced energy efficiency, sustainable habitat, and sustainable agriculture. The updated Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, submitted to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, in August 2022, aims to reduce emission intensity by 45% by 2030, increase non-fossil fuel-based power capacity to 50% by 2030, and achieve net zero emissions by 2070. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The State of India's Environment Report was released in late May 2026 by the Center for Science and Environment. The CSE was founded in 1980 by Anil Agrawal, and its current Director General is Sunita Narayan. The Planetary Boundaries Framework was proposed by Johan Rockström and his colleagues at the Stockholm Resilience Centre in 2009, and it identifies 9 boundaries, 7 of which have been breached. The invasive lantana camera has affected approximately 13 million hectares of land, and extreme weather events occurred on 99% of days in India in 2025, resulting in 4,419 weather-related fatalities. The surface ocean pH has declined by 0.1 units since pre-industrial times, representing a roughly 30% increase in acidity. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers conservation, environmental pollution, and climate change, as well as GS Paper 1, which covers geography, including physical geography and ecosystems. The main angle to focus on is the implication of crossing the 7th planetary boundary, ocean acidification, and how it converts climate risk into food security risk in the Indian context. The prelims angle to remember is the number of planetary boundaries, the founder of CSE, the year of NAAQ, and India's NDC targets. With that background in place, let us look at the way forward. The report suggests that India needs to operationalize the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, or KMGBF, 30x30 target in domestic law and budgets. The country also needs to scale up mechanical and biological control of lantana camera, alongside livelihood-linked harvesting. Furthermore, heat action plans need to be expanded from 23 cities to all heat-vulnerable districts. The report also emphasizes the need to push for the operationalization of the Loss and Damage Fund, as mandated by the Sharm el-Sheikh COP27 and the Dubai COP28. Finally, India needs to strengthen the protection of open natural ecosystems, or ONES, such as grasslands, savannas, and ravines, which are currently classified as wastelands. In conclusion, the State of India's Environment Report presents a stark reality, highlighting the urgent need for India to address its environmental challenges and work towards a more sustainable future. The country's response to these challenges will have significant implications for its development, security, and the well-being of its citizens.